الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأمر أهلك بالصلاة والصبر عليها. وقال تعالى: فخلف من بعدهم خلف أضاعوا الصلاة واتبعوا الشهوات فسوف يلقون غيا. صدق الله العظيم.
Honorable ulama, respected brothers and elders, and our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, the position of salah in the life of a believer is like the position of the head in the human body. Without a head, there is no body. Like that, without salah, the Islam of the person, the Iman of the person is totally deficient. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, Buniya al-Islamu ala khamsin. Shahadati an la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammadan Rasulullah wa iqami as-salah wa ita'i az-zakah wa sawmi Ramadan wa hajji al-bayt. After mentioning the first pillar of Islam, that is Iman, the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the very next pillar Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam emphasized upon was salah. The whole of Islam depends on these five pillars. And the verse that I recited, wa'mur ahlaka bis-salah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, command your family, your household with performing salah. Wastabir alayha, and you yourself cling onto salah. We know the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is replete with hundreds of examples of how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was devoted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his salah. Any problem that arose, he would hasten towards salah. The lengthy sujood, the lengthy ruku, the lengthy qiyam of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we will find in the books of ahadith. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wastabir alayha. Why? The actual command is for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to cling and to adhere to salah. Imam Qurtubi rahmatullahi alayhi, the great mufassir, mentions upon the revelation of this verse, wa'mur ahlaka bis salati wastabir alayha, command your family regarding salah and hold on to salah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at fajr time, he would go to the house of Fatima and Ali radiallahu anhuma, his beloved daughter and his beloved son-in-law, and he would say, as-salah, 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 reminding them of salah. Wastabir alayha. It cannot be overemphasized. The very first thing, as far as huququllah is concerned, the rights of Allah. One is the rights of Allah, and one is the rights of human beings, ibad, huququl ibad. When it comes to huququllah, the very first deed on the day of Qiyamah regarding the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be Salah. إن أول ما يحاسب به العبد يوم القيامة الصلاة. The very first thing that Allah will check on the day of Qiyamah with regard to His rights will be Salah. The hadith is, فَإِن صَلُحَتْ. If His Salah was correct, and we will explain what is the meaning of correct Salah. فَقَدْ أَفْلَحَ وَأَنْجَحَ. Then such a person is successful, he is kamyab. He has passed the examination. وَإِنْ فَسَدَتْ. If his namaz is incorrect, فَقَدْ خَابَ وَخَسِرَ. Then he is in utter loss. He is deprived. Hazrat Hudhayfa radiallahu ta'ala an, the illustrious companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was known as Sahibu Sirri Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that special sahabi who was given the secrets of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned to Hudhayfa radiallahu ta'ala anhu certain secrets that no other sahabi knew, just Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Hudhayfa radiallahu ta'ala. Can you imagine this bond he had with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How Rasulullah trusted him. On one occasion he sees a person performing his salah hurriedly. Hudhayfa goes to him and asks him, inquires of him, how long have you been performing salah like this? He says, for the past 40 years. He says, oh my beloved brother, if you have been performing salah in this manner, in a very hurried way, then unfortunately not a single salah of yours is correct. And you have not adopted the cause and path of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The sunnah that he has taught us, the path that he has shown us, then you have not followed that path. Something for all of us to ponder and reflect. We need to perfect our salah. My beloved Ustad, Hazrat Mullah Fazlur Rahman Azami Damat Barakatum Shaykh al Hadith, he mentions ke hamari namaz ko jandar aur shandar banao. Make our salah jandar, full of life. How does a person make his salah jandar? By following the sunnah of Rasulullah. The manner in which he made his ruku, the manner in which he made his sajda, the manner in which he stood up in qiyam, the manner in which he stood up after ruku in qawma, the manner in which he sat between the two sajdas. Shandar, bringing khushu and khudu in our salah. Devotion. When a person is in salah, فَإِنَّهُ يُنَادِي رَبَّهُ فَإِنَّهُ يُنَاجِي رَبَّهُ. When a person is in salah, the moment you say Allahu Akbar, now you are in communion with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is listening to every single word that you are uttering. Every subhanallah you are saying, Allah is listening to it. Your qiraat Allah is listening to. Every single posture Allah is observing. Imagine if we are not reading our salah correctly. Would that khushu and khudu, would that submissiveness, that khushu, humility, and not reading according to the sunnah. This is the type of salah we are presenting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ulama have given an example. If a person has to give a king a gift, and he gives the king a slave girl as a gift, but the slave girl he presents, she is blind, she is deaf, she is dumb, she is paralyzed, and then you give this to the king. Badshah salamat, ye mera tohfa hai. This is my gift. What will we expect from that thing? In a similar manner, this salah that we are reading, remember I said after kalima la ilaha illallah, iqamah of salah, establishing salah is the next great pillar. How are we presenting our salah to Allah Ta'ala? Is it a jandar salah, full of life, or is it a salah which is dead? May Allah forgive me, Allah protect me, may Allah help me. We are very deficient in our salah. We have many shortcomings, and we have to improve and improve and improve. If we want to be included amongst those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned very clearly in the opening juz of the 18th para, opening verse of the 18th juz, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. With great emphasis Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, indeed, certainly, the believers are successful, and the very first of the salient qualities that Allah chose to mention in that juz, the opening quality, Allah describes those who are khashi'un in their salah. Those who have this devotion, concentration, they're reading their salah properly. They understand that we are standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not a hurried salah. It is not a haphazard salah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sees a man reading salah in a haphazard way. And he tells him, إِنَّكَ لَا تُحْسِنُ الصَّلَاةِ. Why aren't you reading your salah correctly and perfectly? Don't you understand you're standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You're talking to Allah Rabbul Izzat. And therefore, in the 16th juz, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after praising the good people, those who have iman, amali, saliha, Allah had mentioned great anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam. Allah mentioned, فَخَلَفَ مِن بَعْدِهِمْ خَلْفٌ أَضَاعُ الصَّلَاةِ. That after the good people, or the good ones were succeeded by those people who أضاعوا الصلاة. In Arabic, أضاع. أضاع يضيع إضاعة. إضاعة الصلاة. أضاعوا الصلاة means to destroy صلاة. A very, very hard word in the Arabic language. أضاعوا الصلاة. They have destroyed the صلاة. Some mufassirin say it refers to those people who reject صلاة altogether. They don't believe in salah. Some say, no, those who believe in salah, but they do not perform salah at all. Others have mentioned, no, they are those who perform salah, but they are not performing salah with khushu and khudu. Then in essence, they have destroyed salah. The great mufassir Atta rahmatullahi alayhi, in the tafsir of this verse, he is of the opinion. He says, قَوْمٌ مِّنْ أُمَّتِي نَبِيِّنَا صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فِي آخِرِ الزَّمَانِ. There are such people who are from the ummah of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم in the period before Qiyamah, in the last times of this world. In other words, they perform salah with no khushu, no khudu. Just hurrying, just rushing through. Rasulullah sees one sahabi comes, and he comes, makes salam to Rasulullah. He had performed two rakat salah, and he comes and he makes salam. Nabi Kareem gives jawab to his salam and tells him, irji, go back, fasalli, read your namaz, fa innaka lam tusalli. You haven't really performed salam. This person goes, he reads again, comes back, salam alaikum, irji, salli, fa innaka lam tusalli. Go back. Read your salah. You have not performed your salah. The third time he does so, then he comes to Rasulullah and says, Ya Rasulullah, explain to me. I do not know what I'm doing wrong. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains to him the manner, especially our postures in salah. When we making ruku, how our ruku should be performed. When we stand up for ruku, very, very, very common mistake, an error. That we do not stand up with ease, with every joint of our body at ease, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala tells his wife Umm Ruman radiallahu ta'ala anha, when you stand up in salah, then let all your limbs be with ease. The person is hardly even raised his head from ruku, not having stood up erect, firmly, relaxed, and read the du'as of Qawma, he's hardly even raised his head, and he's already he goes into sajda. Tilka salatul munafiq. The words of hadith of Rasulullah. That is the salah of a munafiq, a hypocrite. فَإِنَّهُ يَرْقُبُ الشَّمْسِ يَجْدِسُ يَرْقُبُ الشَّمْسِ. He waits and he observes and he waits and waits for sunset. As the sun is setting between the two horns of shaitan, then he goes and he pecks. He reads four rakats very hurriedly, like a crow pecking onto the ground. لا يذكر الله إلا قليلا. Nabi Kareem says that he has hardly even taken the name of Allah properly. تلك صلاة المنافق. May Allah protect us. Let us get our salah correct. That is why, when one sahabi, Hazrat Abu Ayyub al-Ansari radiallahu anhu, he was the one in whose home Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he came to Madina Munawwara, and the entire incident of the camel where it stopped, every sahabi, Ansari, was trying to grab Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to his home, to be the host. What an honor it would have been. And Nabi Kareem some told them, wait, let this camel stop at whoever's home it stops. Then I will go to that person's place because it has been commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And finally it stops at the house of Abu Ayyub al-Ansari radiallahu ta'ala. What a great honor it was for him. Nabi Kareem some tells him one day when he asks for advice, Izni ya Rasulullah wa awjiz. Ya Rasulullah, give me some advice. Let the advice be brief also. Why? What was the purpose? He wanted to practice on the advice of Rasulullah. Many times we ask some scholar, alim, Mawlana, give us some nasihat. And he gives us a whole host of things to do. But we haven't even practiced because we were not sincere when we asked him. Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu was genuine, he was sincere. Ya Rasulullah, tell me something and let it be brief so that I can practice upon it. Rasulullah said, صلي صلاة مودعين. When you're reading salah, let that salah be like the salah of a person bidding this entire world farewell. In other words, as though this is your last salah. Any person who is sick and the doctors tell him, right, you've got now 10 minutes, 15 minutes left. And now he is going to read his salah. Let us be honest. How carefully you will make that wudu also. With what devotion and the manner in which you will raise our hands and we'll have that full concentration on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our ruku will be perfect, sajda will be perfect. Why? This is my last salah. Treat every salah as though this is going to be your last salah. And if we do so, then inshallah this will help us to perfect our salah. We're human beings. Our thoughts from the time we start salah till the end will obviously run here and there. And that is why many a great saint and many a great tabi'i and many sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, long before salah, they would prepare for salah. They would prepare for salah. And they would stand in the place, or sit in the place where they're going to perform salah. Zainul Abidin rahmatullahi alayhi. It is mentioned regarding him. And at that time he is pondering, concentrating. Somebody asked him, you got some problem, some worry. He says, no, don't you know in front of whom I'm going to stand now? So now he is mentally preparing himself so that when he starts his salah to the best of his ability from the beginning to the end, he can concentrate on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is standing before him. When he says, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praise be to the Rabb of the worlds. Allah answers, Hamidani Abdi. My Allah, my Banda, my servant has praised me. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Majjadani Abdi. My servant has exalted me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives jawab to his praises. Therefore, even if we do not know Arabic and we can't understand the verses, at least, minimum, understand the meaning of Subhana Rabbiyal Azim, Subhan Rabbi al-A'la, Allahu Akbar. Those are simple words that we learn from childhood days. When you were saying Subhan Rabbi al-A'la. The word Rabbi means my Rabb. My most great Rabb. My Rabb. Not just Subhanallah. Glory be to Allah. My Rabb. You are talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The moment you do this, then it will bring your concentration because now you are talking, you think, my Rabb, the Most High. He is free from all false blemishes, shortcomings. So this will assist the person in gaining the concentration to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that whoever makes wudu properly, man ahsana wudu'ahunna, the wudu for salat, and then he performs his ruku and his sajda with khushu, humility, devotion, with concentration. He reads his entire salah correctly, then Allah takes it upon himself to forgive this person. Allah takes a wada. The word in hadith comes ahdun. Allah takes a pledge that I will forgive such a person. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala, when he was Amirul Mu'mineen, he wrote to all his governors. All his governors. Kataba ila ummalihi. What is going to be this very, very important message that Umar is giving, this directive? He says, listen. Whoever protects his salah, he reads his salah, meaning at the correct time, he won't delay his salah. He makes his salah, as we said, jandar and shandar. He concentrates in his salah. He performs his salah according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He shows that khushu and khudu, submissiveness, that humility. Then hafidha deenahu, he has protected his deen. And that person who has not done so, then he has destroyed, and that person who has destroyed his salah, as I mentioned, adha'u salah, then he is going to be more destructive to every other thing else also. He's destroyed his salah, and every other action of his also will be destroyed. His deen will become destroyed. Therefore, Hatim al-Asam rahmatullahi alayhi, when he would stand up in for salah, and when he would say, Allahu Akbar, then he explained to his students that I placed the Kaaba in front of me. Imagine when we read salah, Allah take us from Hajj and Umrah, and you're standing in the mataf, and you're standing right before the Kaaba. What a feeling you get. At that time, you don't worry about anything else in this world. And you can feel the closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he says, I place the Kaaba in front of me. And I visualize in a picture that Jannah is on my right hand side. And I picture that Jahannam is on my left hand side. And I imagine that Malakul Maut is right behind me. Imagine if we read that salah like that. Then inshallah, to some extent, we will be improving our salah. As I said, we're human beings, our thoughts will run. Many people ask, well, how should I bring my salah right, concentration? Obviously, if you're watching a football match, and it's your favorite soccer team, and now you came for salah, and now it will be the second half, you have already planning in your salah, he must kick the ball like this, and he must pass to that guy, and this is how you should defend, and the goalie must do this. If you have just left your shop, you hardly even came and made your wudu properly in your sunnah, and you have just joined the salah, the last rakat, then what are you thinking of your customers? And before I go back, you must not leave. And therefore it is important that salah is so important in our lives. Imaduddin. It's a strong pillar of deen. We have to beautify our salah. May Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq, give all of us tawfiq, to make our namaz jandar, shandar, and make muhafaza of our salat, and try to read our salah properly. Encourage our women folk at home also. It's not time for busy on the phone calls and rushing them to the kitchen, and read salah as though it is something not so important. As though we are doing Allah favor, ma'adallah. One person told some people, okay, let's we read namaz first. Ham namaz se farigh ho jaye. So we can just get off, finish our salah. The person said, namaz aisi cheez hai ki aadmi farigh ho jata hai usse. Think as though we are presenting this ibadah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and what I had mentioned. May Allah ta'ala give all of us tawfiq to beautify our salah and to try and read our salah as Allah ta'ala wants from us, talk to us by Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.